have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Us for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Listen, it's another week that the Lord has blessed us and given us all that we have. I'm excited. excited to be with you on today. The Lord truly is good and worthy to be praised. On today, I tell you, this has been a marvelous day. It's a day we've not ever seen before. Grace and mercy has kept us, and for that, we should all be grateful. Well, listen, you are welcome to be a part of this wonderful podcast on Elation Radio. I want to send a shout out to our CEO and founder, Kimmy Robinson. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for Elation Radio and Magazine. We're excited about that. And I'd like to welcome you, each and every listener listening in on today, whether it's your first time or you follow us every week. For that, we are grateful. Thank you for taking your time and being with the Just For You podcast. I want to send a shout out to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and your support, and we appreciate you. Before we go any further, I want you to know all things are well. I don't know who needs to hear that, but all things are well. No matter what it looks like or feels like, it is well. Before we begin, we always want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Will you join with me as we talk about what it's all about? And then we are going to further on in this podcast. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Will you join me in a word of prayer before we begin? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity to serve you. We ask that you bless every listener listening in. You know the needs of everyone. You know the hearts of everyone. We thank you and we appreciate you for life, for health, for strength, for all that you've given us on today. We say thank you for our daily bread. We say thank you. Thank you for it all. Thank you for trials and tribulations that have come to make us all strong. Whether we accept that or not, we know you are in control. You make no mistakes. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory for who you are and what you've done. We ask a special blessing on our guest for today, Angelia Fields. God, you see her and her fabulous organization and, well, not organization, but business, God, the Eagle Productions. God, would you bless, keep, hold her up, do all that needs to be done concerning her business. And thank you, oh God, for all that you do for each and every one of us. Ignite dreams on today, oh God. Give hope and strength on today. Let your perfect will be done. And we thank you. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I thank you again for just joining us on today as we begin. We always start with an exhortation to inspire and encourage all of the listeners that are listening in. On today, we're going to be talking about the builder of your brand, the builder of your brand. And I want you to follow along with me as we read, because I tell you, I don't believe in you just hearing me. Read it for yourself. Get the knowledge for yourself, and we will go from there. All right? We'll be looking at Acts 9. And it reads as such, and Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against disciples of the Lord went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they are men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And he journeyed. He came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him he said, The Lord in a vision. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. I need you to catch that. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and here hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, have sent me, and thou mightest receive sight and might be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul, oh my goodness, certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which calleth on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? And Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this was very Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Listen, we're talking about the builder of your brain. Do you not recognize this man, Saul, was a person that tormented those that believe on the name of the Lord? He made it his business to go out of his way to make sure they were harmed. But see, when a plan is on your life, sometimes that which you mean for evil, God will turn it around for the good, because he's the builder of your brand. He saw Saul. He knew who he was. He knew all he possessed. But yet he wanted something from him. So in the midst of this thing, this is what blew me away. And I have been studying the Bible for a long time. Listen, I never caught wind until I read this and studied it today, that it stated that Saul prayed. After he went through all of that, he comes into this place where he's going to be blind, and yet he receives a revelation of a man laying hands on him. I don't know who it is out there today that understands that in the midst of your mess, in the midst of what you feel is evil and wicked, that there's a place where God will send somebody to help you to understand that he is the builder of your brand. With that comes the changing of your name. With that comes the changing of your heart, your mindset. And do you know what was interesting about this particular story to me is that he sent him back where he had been evil. Let me warn you today that when you come into this body of Christ, there are times you may have to go back, not for sin's purposes to sin again, but to go get somebody else once you come out. That is a word right there, that you can go and do the will of God and allow him to show who you once were, to make you the builder. He's the builder of your brand, to give you a new name, a new look, a new way of living. He will market you right. And that's what I loved about this story. Not only that, but then as he went, he gave him some more skills. Listen, it takes something to go into an environment of your adversaries, speak a clear word, that they understand it. And wait a minute, was that? Wait. Has God ever done anything for you that somebody has to say, wait a minute, is that so-and-so? Didn't they? And at that point, you already know the builder has branded you, because it's something about when you come into this life as a believer, that you are changed from your old ways and that a new you has begun. I want you to remember that there are times we're all hard-pressed. We go through things. Maybe you're struggling today, believing you're just not what could be that God wanted you to be. But it's not your decision, because he's already has a plan for your life. See, in your mother's womb, he knew you. So what you're doing today was predicated upon what he saw years ago, what he saw in the womb, not what you're actively doing today, but what he saw in the when you were a cell, yet not even fully developed. He saw the plans he had for your life. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows the plans that he has for us. It's plans of a future and a hope with an expected end. If you're thinking today, with all of these things that are in our environment, that there is no way any good could come out of what you feel has been the most trying, pressed, hard-pressed time of your life, I encourage you to remember, there was a man called Saul of Tarsus. And believe me, he was what they call in the modern days a thug. He had no shame of going out to hurt, harm, or cause infliction. But yet, he ran into his destiny. Right there in the midst, when he thought he was going to take a step to do the things he wanted to do. Why am I telling you that? Because there are changes that come when we make informed decisions. In order to be marketed, in order to go forth, you have to remember you are chosen. You are purposed. You are royalty. And if you can remember that an invisible crown on your head, each and every day will remind you how powerful you are with the gifts you possess. Inside of everyone is a gift. There is a calling. There is a way to be used in this life. It means nothing to have houses, cars, money, if the person within the houses, cars, and the money doesn't distribute it right or doesn't have a lowliness of mind to be humble, because all of that can be taken away. Titles people found out were taken away when the pandemic came, when they couldn't go back in their offices, when they couldn't do the things they once did. What good did their homes, the money, the cars, if they had been mean to those that work around them or if things had happened? Listen, it was shut down. It gave everyone an opportunity to reflect on their lives, their homes, their churches, their communities, and their marketplaces. And because of that, we either walked away stronger or we walked away still believing we could go back and do the same things the same way, whether it be churches, businesses, communities. And listen, we found out real quick if that was the mentality, that it just didn't work. I want to leave you with this. No matter what your purpose calls to do, whatever that is, there is an equipping for you that you can't do just alone. When you go to school, you need a teacher. When you go to college, you need a professor. When you are being branded, you need somebody outside yourself to help you get where you need to be. That brand is that image of who you desire to be, not just in business. We want to talk about the inner working. But what does the brand of your heart look like? What are you known for in your character? Because that is what people will remember. See, at the beginning, we have a sunrise. And when life ends, it's called a sunset. And with all of that, we find real quickly that there is more to life. And when they call your name and talk about you, the essence of who you are and who you were will be revealed in that hour. They either are going to write it up real flowery, or every person that speaks about you can speak about you with ease because of the fact that they knew who you really were. Let us remind ourselves that life is fleeting, but the power you possess is in the brand that you carry. So my closing question is this. What is your brand? And as a pastor, you know, I'm going to say it like it is. We are all blessed to be living, have grace, have mercy, forgiveness, and it should be our good pleasure to forgive. And if you don't know him in this relationship, I invite you to get to know him. Come as you are. You can't fix yourself up to make him love you, because you're loved any way it goes. So I pray today's exhortation has strengthened you, has helped you, has given you a little more fuel to make it through this week, and that you will always remember the builder of your brand. May God bless you. May he keep you. I'm excited that you are with us on today, and we want to introduce to some and present to others our special guest of this hour, none other than Angelina D. Bills. She is the president and CEO of Eagle Production. She's a powerful brand in our city. May God bless you and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright.
Thank you, Pastor Michelle. How are you?
I am blessed in you. So glad you're here.
Yes, glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. So we've been talking about branding. For those who don't know you, would you share with the listening audience who you are?
Yes. So I own a company called Eagle Productions, LLC, and we are a full-service marketing firm that helps individuals and businesses go to their next level.
Awesome. So, you know, there are so many people that they talk about marketing, they know what marketing is and all of these great things, but tell us why Eagle Productions is the one for them.
Well, Eagle is the one for them because our goal is your goal. So we seek to help you to increase your revenue, increase your presence and your performance. If we don't increase you, we fail. So we buy into your mission to make sure that you succeed.
Hey, that is awesome. And I'm so glad that you're on for a lot of reasons because I know that you are embarking your business. And there are a lot of people who look and they said, hey, in the midst of this pandemic, I'm going to birth something. Or they said, hey, you know what? This is burning on the inside of me. Can you encourage the listening audience when you began your journey? I know it took faith. I know it took resources, but would you share with them your story of birthing your company and how important it is to have faith to be able to do so?
It is extremely important to have faith. I actually purchased the name and the rights for Eagle Productions way back in the late 90s, and then I worked steadfastly about 20 years until January of 2020 to launch out on faith in full time. So I launched my business full time, walked away from an executive position that I had with the company and just launched out into the deep, and it has been awesome. It has just been an awesome journey. Yes. I mean, I've, you know, doubled in my income. Performance, you know, and did that right before the pandemic, you know. So I started in January of 2020 and went all the way through. So now we're, November 2021, we're coming up on a two-year anniversary, and it's just been wonderful.
Wow. What a blessing. And so you're letting others know that, listen, it took faith for you to step away. You said from a corporate position to put your heart into your dream. And not only did you step out and do it, you were blessed in doing it. But I heard you say something else. You said 20 years. Listen, somebody may believe, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about this for years, and it hasn't happened, and I'm just not. But listen, you stayed the course, and that's so important because a lot of times we'll get things in our spirit, in our heart, and we don't realize that the importance of that is that we stay the course. So in that time, the time when you were birthing, that time when you were preparing to birth, I should say, can you tell us about that journey? How did you feel? How did you make it to the place that you're in? Because someone's listening that may be right there at that point, and they don't really understand if they should or should not. And only we know, God, and with correct coaching, whatever they may use. But what was it that caused you to say, listen, it's going to happen?
Well, you know, when I got that name a long time ago, Eagle Productions actually stands for Isaiah 40 and 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. So the Lord gave me that name for the business, and I had no idea that he was letting me know that, hey, you have to wait on me, but when it's time, you're going to mount up. And so for all that time, I was working for other agencies, working for other organizations, and when I, you know, and when I felt like I was stagnated, the Lord told me it's time to launch out. It's time to start your business. And so I started with a small contract from my employer. I left the position, had a short-term contract, and just launched out. And little did I know that all the people that I had been working with all those years were my connections and network, that I actually found clients in that same network that I was working in the whole time.
Wow. And so what I hear you saying is that God will set you up. He will give you what you need to move forward so that you're not stuck and stagnated. But here's the thing. I want to speak to the stuck and stagnated because some people feel like that's a bad thing. I think we all need a place where we can stay and we can think and process things before we just leap, okay? Some people just are leapers, and God bless you. But there are those of us that may have to sit and say, hey, let me think and process this through. I have been in ministry many, many years, and before God can trust you with more, he has to see you faithful in the little. And so as we're being faithful, and I heard you say you had contracts that you started off short term, but here's the thing. You stepped out when it was the appropriate timing to step out. You felt the go, and the go monetize for you, because I'm a firm believer that what God called you to, he will provide for you. And the fact that he gave you a scripture for you to lay the foundation of your company on is an awesome thing, because the clients that you have, I'm sure, understand and feel your leadership and ability, even though it's shifted from what they probably used to know you as. But this is what I love. They knew enough to know to contract with you.
It's been a blessing. And Pastor, I want to say something about the stagnation too. While you're waiting, always wait in a forward motion. So while I was working for these businesses, I went back to school. I got my master's degree. I went, you know, you can still be preparing yourself. I went through professional trainings and things like that while I was waiting to start the business. So when you're stagnant, that's your time to prepare as well.
Yes. So you're saying do something in the process, right? Don't just sit there and say, well, it's going to happen. I agree with you that when God gives us a journey and he gives us things to do, he will never, we talked about him equipping us, right? And we don't know just at that moment when he's going to say, okay, this is what I need you to do. But one thing he will do is he'll never, ever set you up to fail. So when you went back to school, I'm sure you were excited about going back to school, but at that moment, I want to help somebody. Mm-hmm. He was breathing on your business. He was setting it all up because you took the initiative to do it. I want to also talk about not only in the waiting and getting your contracts, how as a believer in your faith, how has that affected that you not only received the dream, but you're living your dream in this hour? How does that your life?
Oh, I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful because I know that God is real. Some people, they say they heard about him, but I know him. I know him for myself. And every time I get into it, you know, you get into a bind when you're in business. Sometimes you're in between payments and invoices and clients. Mm-hmm. And I always look back and I say, Lord, if you brought me this far, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. And so with that, I stand in faith even in the middle. Sometimes you got to wait for the next door to open while the other door is shut. But, I know to stand in faith now because I saw he brought me through those other things. Like Ty Tribbett said, if he did it before, he'll do it again. And he does it every time. Every time.
I have to laugh on this week. My husband said that on a video that we were on, and he said, you know, if you did it before, you do it again. And I'm telling you, that's a word because it comes a second time on today. Yeah. And that means he will do it again. He won't leave you there. You found when you were pressed against the wall, you came out. Your business is standing. And what I also love about an eagle, it is one of the strongest birds. I love that they have such keen eyesight and vision, that they can see so far into the water. They can spread their wings out, and their stands are at least 6 feet. They are a powerful bird, and they stand with such grace and elegance. I'm not surprised that that's the name of your business, because it reminds me of the character of you. Now, let me say this. You never know who's watched you in your career, the way you carry yourself, the way you do things. But listen, I want you to know I've watched you, and I know you to be a woman of ethnicity, and that God has been carrying you and has shown you grace and favor, and that is a blessing. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my goodness, what a blessing that you've started your business and that God has been blessing you and keeping you. It's so important. I want to also say again that I'm very proud of all the work that you do, and not that you need my validation, but it's important to know that there are people who watch us every day. I often say in ministry, we have neighbors, we have community members, we have people that are around us. And listen, what you just said and how you did it and the grace that you did it in tells about your character. It gives someone else the strength to know they can push forward too. I thank you for that. And before I let you know, I want you to be able to let the listening audience know words of encouragement from you of what they can do. Not only we've talked about in the waiting, they have to prepare, but encourage the listening audience of the good things that God has done in your life, that they will be able to meet that goal too. Because, you know, some people think, I can't do it, no matter how many resources are around, because maybe they've been battered. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they've been told what they can't do. Speak to that rejection that may have come or may come in their journey, that they can know they can make it to.
Yes, yes, you can definitely make it. Tests and trials come to make you strong. And as you believe in God, you also got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that he has called you and equipped you, because he has said in his word that whom he calls, he qualifies. So if he has something that's burning in your spirit to do and you can't rest until you do it, you'll feel so much better when you move in that way, because God has confidence in you. It's because he said that before he formed you in your mother's womb, he knew you and he called you for a purpose. So we all have a purpose on this earth. And until we do that purpose, we don't have the peace. We don't have peace until we do our purpose. So I just encourage everyone that if God has put something in you and placed a dream or an idea or a goal in you, go forward, because he's going to be with you, because he already said he won't leave you and he won't forsake you.
Wow. What a blessing and an awesome testimony. I, again, applaud you in the work that you are doing. And I want to say, continue on. We need faith-filled believers, and we also need people in the professional setting that are not afraid to work against the grain, because sometimes it's a difficult place to be in when you're faith-filled. But then there's also the side that says, hey, I have something to offer at the table, right? And so I hope you, the listening audience, take to heart what our guest has said. She's a living, breathing testimony that God did it for her. He can do it for you. And in the light of what you said of our dear brother Ty Tribbett, we don't own the rights to the song, but he did it before, he'll do it again. So we want to thank you for being with us on today. Is there any information? We know you're going to give your information for your company, but do you have any events coming up that you'd like to share with the listening audience?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're beginning taping for our television show, Destined to Soar.
Wow.
And it's going to be, yes, ma'am, it's going to be on the iNetwork, which is on Roku. So just stay tuned. Follow me on Facebook, but we're beginning taping next week. And so we're really excited about that.
Exciting news. Great.
Yes.
I thank you for sharing that. Now, for those that would like to get in contact with you and connect with you and find out more about your company and what you can do for them, would you provide them with your information that you'd like to give them so that they can connect directly with you for what you offer?
Yes, they can follow me on Facebook at Angelia Bills, or they can go to LinkedIn, Angelia D. Bills, MSW, or you can go online to our website, EagleProductionsLLC.com.
Awesome. So I encourage you strongly, if you have a vision, you have a dream, and you're prepared to move to the next level, and let me say that again, because it is a work. When someone in this caliber comes and you're dealing with marketing or you're dealing with things, be prepared, as she said. Make sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed, and go in faith and go with a budget. Go with whatever you need to make it happen, and watch how God will bless you. Again, I thank you, my sister, for being on today. May God continue to bless you and your family and your business, your new television show. May God bless you and that all that you desire to continue to do and that you are doing will be a blessing not only to our community but abroad, because I'm sure work from abroad would be great too. So there are listeners that may be listening from other states. I encourage you, if you're interested in someone that will get the job done, please contact our sister. Thank you again for joining us today on the Just
Thank
for
you.
You podcast. Listen, you're welcome. Audience, listen, how exciting is that to have a living, breathing testimony of someone who has been successful and is very successful in their own right by the blessings of the Lord? Did you hear that she founded her business on the Word of God? I often say, put a word on it. Don't just do it in and on your own strength. Believers have to have a faith that God will be your CEO and he will lead and guide you safely through. You may not understand all of the details, but the important thing is to understand to believe in yourself and have faith in God, because there are going to be rough days. There are going to be times when you just want to give up. She even said it sometimes. You know, things happen and invoices, different things. But in those moments is a time for you to reflect and remember all that you've come out of, so that where you're going, it'll be your staying strength. We talk about commitment, but commitment doesn't mean when I say, let's take marriage, for instance, I do. But yet when things get a little rocky, I don't. No, that's not what that means. Commitment is sticking and staying, of course, within the realms that you are safe and protected and that all is well. We often see so many people that believe if a business has failed or if a person hasn't achieved something by a certain time, that they're just not what they could be. But let me inspire you and tell you this. Your journey has been handpicked, and that the plans that the Lord had, they always work out for your good. So don't, excuse me, don't get anywhere where you so not believe that you can accomplish what you have been told. God has a timing, and he has a way of doing things that he'll make you know that it's his doing. And if you believe that and stay the course, it will always show the way it needs to be. So I encourage you on today to believe in your dreams, believe that he will do it. Put a word on it. Take the advice of our guest that it will come to pass. And see yourself. You know, I often remember a time before, you know, I started out in radio years ago, and I remember, you know, I did something one day, and it's going to come to pass. I remember standing in front of the mirror, and I don't know why it had to be this way, but I could see myself, and I always said on BET, saying this is so funny, but I would see myself saying thank you for the opportunity to serve. Y'all didn't catch, not just to receive it a word, but thank you, God, and thank that organization for the opportunity to serve. When you have a servant's heart, it makes all the difference in your world. See, in addition to my sister owning her company, she serves people. If you don't have a servant's heart, guess what happens? It becomes, I know business is business, but I want to know when I'm spending a dollar that you care about me. That's a quality that only someone with a servant's heart can have, and it's important. So thank you again for listening in on today. We have some announcements that I want to keep you abreast on. We recognize there's so much going on, and we want you to know that if this is your birthday month, the month of November, we celebrate you. If you've just been blessed with a baby, maybe you're attending school, whatever it is that is your accomplishment, we want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are celebrating you. Perhaps on the other end, maybe you have a loved one that is ill, or maybe someone has passed, or you're going through a hard time, and life just doesn't seem to be treating you fair. I want you to know here at Just For You, we are praying for you. Why? Because we recognize the hardship and the heartache, and we recognize we all need prayer. Amen. All of us go through things. I go through things, and believe me, prayer makes a difference. I want you to know if you're in need on today, we always bring these two organizations out to give to the listening audience because they've been proven to work. Amen. We'd like to talk to you about the Urban League of St. Louis. That's ulstl.org. They have various programs and various needs that can be met. Please look them up and see how they can be a blessing and a help to you. There is also United Way of Greater St. Louis. In St. Louis, we dial 211. All across the country, please look and see what those numbers are for you. They also have resources that will help you through this tumultuous time. Please don't stay in need when there are resources and help available for you, because guess what? As I said, we all need something sometimes. So please, don't walk in pride. Let God bless you and let him help you with what it is that you need. I'd also like to encourage you that if there are opportunities that you want to share for your community announcements, please send them to me. You can reach me, Michelle Wright, that's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, at Facebook, and you can also reach me under the same name on LinkedIn. On Instagram, it's His Blessed Girl. We want you to know, and I'm sorry, His Blessed Girl with the number 7, His Blessed Girl 7 on Instagram. I want you to know that we keep you lifted up as a listening audience, our Elation Radio family and magazine family. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe there is nothing too hard for God. He is able to do anything but fail. And remember that in your toughest of times. We also want you to be a blessing to others. This is the holiday time. For so many people, it's not a great time for them. Why? Because there are losses. We send our love and prayers to the Burns family. We've all probably heard it on social media. May I say this to you? Let's not be so in tune with all the details as we are with the children that are left behind. Let's lift that family in prayer. Let's pray for all that has taken place and ask God to heal and to help in this hour. As believers, we have a lot of power. And when we unify in prayer, things get done. Not just their family, but if your family has a loss on this week, or perhaps you're going through something that's very precious but private, whatever the case may be, we're lifting you up. We're lifting our sister Tammy Holland up and any and all that are experiencing cancer, because it is something to face something so scary and not know the outcome. But knowing you have love, knowing you have prayer, God is able and he will do what is best in your case. We're lifting up our brother Keaton on today. May God bless you, praying for you, and that you have a speedy recovery. Listen, I know we're coming to the close of another podcast, and as we always do, we pray out, but I encourage you to be strengthened on today. There are times when we go through things, and I know it's hard, but I want you to know, look at and choose to find those that you find have strength and faith in God, because what you'll see is in the midst of the pain, they, listen, I out there, how can you smile with all that you have going on? Because I have come to realize that I am loved, I am cared for, and I am of royalty. I recognize I serve the King of Kings, and these material things in life, these situations that may come up, all the things that cause us to be heartbroken, be without, and go through things are things that will keep us bound if we let them. May I encourage you that no matter what goes on, how it comes, and what you may face, there is a God that loves you. He's concerned about you. He's concerned about your situation, just as he is mine. And he will do what he said he will do. The word of God says in Romans 8:37, nay in all, not some of these things, nay in all, not half of these things, nay in all of these things, are we more than conquerors through him that loved us. You are a conqueror as a believer, and you are a conqueror when you believe these things can be done. Stand in faith, stand in peace, and know it's going to work for your good. I want us to just get our minds and hearts clear and fixed on prayer, that we will be able to think of, and when we're praying this time, would you think of someone outside of your family? You know, I used to be in church, they say, oh, I'm concerned about me and my foe. Well, listen, let's be concerned about everybody. Let's be concerned about those we don't see. Have you noticed that if you live in your neighborhood, it's not that we used to be this way, but I'm telling you, we are a different realm. When we came up, all the neighbors knew everybody. You couldn't walk down the street and get in trouble and the neighbor on the corner didn't know. Or if you had a great accomplishment, you were celebrated. In the communities we have today, we're working hard to get that back, because it's important to know somebody loves you, somebody cares. Would you remember in prayer your neighbors? Would you remember those, whether you know their names or not? I strive to make sure in my community that if we are called into ministry, that somebody knows you're there. They may need a prayer. Maybe a loved one died. I'll never forget the day I walked to the house. I didn't know them at all. I saw that they had a hearse and that they were bringing out a body. And immediately it pressed upon my heart to go to that house. They didn't know me, but they let me in. Listen to me. When you on assignment, just like Ananias was on assignment, he had no choice but to go and do what God said. And when we did, that family and I bonded, and we kept in contact throughout the years. You never know what people need, but be available because they need you. And guess what? God gets the glory. So be encouraged today when we pray. First of all, the word lets us know where two or three are gathered, he's in the midst. If he's in the midst, he's going to take care of the matter. So put your heart and mind on believing that he's able to fix whatever the situation is and that it's a done deal because we're all agreeing together. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you again for coming into the podcast, having your divine will and way, showing yourself mighty and strong. Thank you, Lord, for our CEO and founder, Kimmy Robinson. Thank you, O God, for our Elation family. And I thank you, O God, for every listener, whatever they're facing, whatever they're going through, that they are victorious. They are conquerors in your word, O God. I ask today that you will bless our special guest, Angelia Beals. God, would you bless her, take her higher, give her her heart's desire, help her to achieve the contracts that she wants, the things that she wants to do in her community. Be with her family. Bless her, O God, and we will thank you forevermore. We pray, O God, that you will come into our communities. Give us our community hearts back. Give us the hearts that are concerned about the neighbors across the street, the neighbors next door, whether we have the strength to physically talk to them or not, that they will always know you love them and that you care about them. Outside of our churches, Father, would you bless every pastor, every minister, every servant, every clergy that is on assignment, oh God. Give them the physical strength, the mental strength, the ability to complete the work that you have called them to in such an hour as now. Bless their families. Bless everything concerning all the work that we all have to do. God, it can be heavy sometimes, but we thank you that you are the lifter of all of our heads. We thank you that you make a way out of no way. You said in your word in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We believe it. You said in your word, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love you and are the called according to your purpose. You said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. We believe you. So, Lord, would you take all these matters that are in the hearts and the minds of the listeners, and God, would you touch in a very special way? Would you strengthen, heal, deliver whatever it is that they need, that your name will be famous, that you will get all of the glory? We thank you now for believing that all the prayers that are on the hearts of those that are praying, whether they are live or on the replay, that you will get the glory for all of the things they're believing you for. And Father, would you touch that one that during this holiday time will be burdened? Would you touch these babies that are left behind, oh God? You knew all about it, but would you touch each and every child and family member to remind them you are still God in the midst of a broken heart? You are the one that will lift their heads. You are the comforter for them. And not only them, but every family that has had to say goodbye to a loved one. Maybe they're at a bedside now. Would you go, oh God, and comfort them? We say thank you in advance. And Lord, for all unspoken requests, would you hear that as well? Touch hearts, touch mind, touch bodies, oh God. Touch finances, oh God. Maybe somebody needs an increase on today. You're able to do it. Would you bless my husband, oh God? Would you continually heal his body? I thank you in advance he is healed. I thank you in advance he is stronger. I thank you in advance that you're making a way out of no way for us. We say thank you, God, for all things. Now, we ask that you forgive us all of our sins, and we will forgive others, oh God. And thank you for being with us all. We honor you, we praise you, and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, thank you again for joining the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Please make sure that you stay in touch with us. Please follow our special guest, Angelina Bills, on Facebook. She's giving you that information. It's Angelina D. Bills, MSW, on LinkedIn. And her page, her business page, is Eagle Productions. Please look her up. Stick with the pray for and allow God and watch him. Let's watch what God will do for each and every one of us. I believe in the power of prayer, and I know that his word never fails. Will you join me next Wednesday? Lord says the same. Please join us on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're looking forward to celebrating and coming again to serve the people that you may know how precious and wonderful you are. Thank you again for your time, and thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you.